Good afternoon, Samson. Josh, good to be back. How's things?
Well, we're excited because it is that time of year again. The Mark West Foundation, yes, hoping to support junior sportsmen and women and do what we can to ensure that they're participating at grassroots level.
Yeah, it's a big thing with the footy, but particularly the increase with the girls' uptake in the football over the last few years. And again, we've just closed the scholarships and just started to distribute them. And we're about 35% female again, same as the males.
Oh, brilliant.
So it's great that continued growth is happening in the region and, keeping kids in sport.
Tell us a bit more about what you do. What is it that exactly goes on?
Yeah, so the foundation, basically, we award scholarships to kids that are in circumstances that may prevent them from playing football. And then, therefore, we pay for their membership, their sport, or shorts or socks, brand new boots, whatever it is they need to just get out there the same as everyone else and enjoy a game of footy and learn a lot of life lessons by being involved in team sport as opposed to individual sports.
Because often is the case, it's the willingness to partake, but often it can be a bit of a financial burden when you do start adding up the registration fees and the equipment and that kind of thing. It can be a lot for a family, especially after the 12 months we've had.
Yeah, look, sometimes it can be upwards of $500 per child. And if you've got three or four kids, it's...
Yeah.
And as you said, the last 12 months have been a challenge, have been a challenge for us as a foundation and also in the business and home lives. Everyone knows the burdens it can be. But the importance of kids in sport is, I think, almost irreplaceable in my eyes.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's why we just continue to do what we do, just to keep them involved, because there are so many life lessons. And I think for mental health, which we know is a big thing in Australia, and certainly the focus of kids getting out there and amongst it after all that homeschooling, it's probably a good thing.
I think you're right, though. Life lessons is such a big thing that you learn from sport. Like, you know, the adversity that you go through, the losses, and then just the camaraderie, though, of being a team, isn't it?
Yeah, look, and Mark himself, obviously my brother, the foundation's after, he was coaching kids when he was only 15 or 16 himself. He was coaching under 19, so Dad had to drive him everywhere. but he had a really strong message for the three or four years he was coaching of just have fun.
Yeah.
And the foundation promotes that as well, too. And there were a few circumstances where I'm sure questions were asked by parents, like a couple of nights where it was like 38 degrees and, the kids all turn up to footy training, it's at summertime, and he's got them inside doing sculling boat races with water. It's a team building exercise. But he basically said to the parents, like, they've already been running around school. They don't need any more fitness. No, they just need to have fun, have some good times with their mates, and we'll just rehydrate them with water at the same time.
And for the years that this has been running and the scholarships have been running, obviously the passion behind it and the people behind it, you do it because you see a real difference. But it must be so fulfilling to you to see the results of kids running out on the field and just being in that inclusive environment.
Yeah, look, the businesses and the people that help us out locally love that relativity, that they go, okay, well, X amount of dollars is going directly, they're able to relate the number of kids it converts to.
Yeah.
And as we spoke before, there's amazing foundations out there. Sometimes you're not sure what happens with or where it gets absorbed into. But we have no overhead, so it's pretty much 100 cents in the dollar going to kids. And and for us, we're really lucky that the Kathinia Park Trust allows us to use parts of GMHBA Stadium to shortly give away like all the boots and socks and shorts, and the kids come and collect all the gear. And you see these little kids that strap on their boots, and I go, okay, we'll put them in the box now. And they're like, oh, no, I'm wearing these back across the car park into the car, and you can hear, oh, Mum, surely we're going for a kick. Like,
They're wearing them to bed that night, guaranteed.
Yeah. Well, some of these kids have never had a brand new pair of boots. They've only had a hand-me-down. So those moments really do definitely touch
actually,
your heart.
There is one business that we do have to give a shout-out to.
Yes, look, Damien DeGranny and all the team down at DeGranny Sports have been amazing this year for the second year in a row, supplying our boots for all the scholarship holders, and it's just truly outstanding. And Damien's message to us as a foundation is he'll do whatever he can to keep kids in sport. So just a bit of a shout out to them and a big thank you, because it helps us out as a foundation.
Incredible stuff. And Wesley, I know you said that scholarships have closed for this year, but if people want to know more, where do they go?
They can just head to the Mark West Foundation. You can just Google search it, or it's markwestfoundation.org.au. Certainly there's information there. We would still like to help a couple more if the opportunity came up. We can't do another 100, but certainly if there are a couple of people in circumstances, we'll try and help if we can. But certainly, again, we're hoping that we'll be able to get out to some of the primary schools and do some talks with the primary schools, because as I've sort of told you before, we've had a couple of times with kids applying for other kids, and that's when you know that the message is really getting out there that we've got kids on the lookout for other kids. That really gets you in the heart, that one.
Oh, God, that just got me in the feels, Westy. Thank you.
No, pleasure. Thank you.